on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. It's Radio Munson, broadcasting from just outside Tucson tonight. I'm going to take you up to the Grand Canyon, and we're going to go on the trail. Yes, there's still a lot of spirit of the great old West here in the state of Arizona. And to prove it, we go on the trail from the Grand Canyon Suite with Jack Kortner, a New York-based writer and arranger, and a wonderful band of first-call musicians from New York City that he put together, Marv Stamm's trumpet, and David Tafani on saxophone, and Bill Mays was a guy playing piano on the trail. Yeah, we're on the trail of something good, seems to me. This is one of those happy nights, at least for Joe Williams. I think this is, well, sometimes he's happy, sometimes, well, you know.
Sing for your supper and you get breakfast. Songbirds always a happy. Am I in my Redeemer? I remember Elder Meshaw. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I don't mind rain from the sky, not as long as I can find sunshine in my baby's eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. You must remember that when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, now what can I do? I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy when I'm with you.
Henry Johnson. Yes, sir. Bob Batchley. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. Never mind, never mind, never mind, never mind. Rain from the sky. Not as long as I can find sunshine in my baby's eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. You must remember that when I hate you, it's because I dig you. Now that's how I am. Now what can I do? I'm happy, oh girl, when I'm with you. I'm happy and baby when I'm with you. Happy, I'm happy when I'm with you.
Joe Williams with pianist Norman Simmons and his trio here on Radio Munson. There was an Etta Jones and an Etta James, both popular about 1960, 1961. Etta James was more of a pop singer who sang that great version of At Last, which is often played at wedding receptions. Etta Jones was a jazz singer, and she recorded this one in 1960.
Build your dreams to the stars above. But when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Play with fire. Fingers burn, and when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, and I'm an old. Understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, come on to me. To see, but when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me.
Etta Jones, 1960. It was a year later when Etta James recorded her famous version of At Last. I'm Don Munson, At Last, in hour number two here of our show,
going to do something by Elliot Lawrence's band. Elliot Lawrence was an underappreciated band leader. He had a great band in the 1950s. He played a Jerry Mulligan arrangement of Strike Up the Band, which we're going to strike up in just a few minutes. Here are a couple of guys, Lou Bush, fine pianist, who called himself Joe Fingers Carr, and the great guitarist, banjo picker, Alvino Ray, who called himself Ira Ironstrings when they recorded for Warner Brothers Records, and a song written 98 years ago called Somebody Stole My Gal. Thank you. striking up the band here on Radio Munson this evening with Elliot Lawrence and his great band of the 1950s, almost a forgotten band. I was reading an interview, a transcript of an interview done by the jazz writer for the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days ago. He puts out a little newsletter called Jazz Wax. And Elliot Lawrence was an interesting guy. He bought a bunch of arrangements from a fellow Philadelphian, Jerry Mulligan, the baritone saxophonist, who was still a teenager at the time. He started writing some of these arrangements. And later on, Elliot Lawrence recorded a whole album of Jerry Mulligan arrangements, of those he wrote when he was a teenager, including that one of Strike Up the Band. I'm Don Munson. We do this on Thursday nights, play a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And you know we love the old songs. We love the old singers as well. Here are a couple of guys who both spent quite a few years in vaudeville, both born in the 1880s, in the late 1880s, and both near the end of their lives were revered entertainers, though neither one was a great singer. They both had the ability to evoke tears on the sad songs and make you laugh and clap your hands on the happy ones. The first one is Durante, the great Jimmy Durante, who was a pianist who came from New York's Lower East Side. And I had a chance to see him at the Frontier Hotel late in his life out in Vegas. And he was still doing some of the same gags he did in vaudeville decades before that. But he could sell a song, the great Durante.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Jimmy Durante, who knew something about time passing by. Yeah, he lived to be, I think it was 86, but George Burns outlived him by quite a bit. George was 3 years younger than Jimmy Durante. But like Durante, George Burns grew up in vaudeville and was a great joke teller, later on a straight man for his then wife, Gracie Allen. And late in his career, after Gracie had passed on, he had sort of a revival, starring in a couple of movies and claiming that he was going to live to be 100 years old. And by golly, he made it. He was just a couple of months over 100 years old when he passed away in Beverly Hills. George had all these songs in his noggin. He wasn't a great singer, but he knew all of these songs from way back when. And he would rattle them off. He always was in a hurry to get done with it. He had that cigar, of course, between a couple of fingers of his right hand, and would be hurrying along with the lyrics so he could get back to that cigar. And we ate it up, George Burns.
I could be happy, I could be sad, I could be good, I could be bad, it all depends on you. I could be humble, I could be proud, I could be lonesome out in a crowd, it all depends on you. I could make money and spend it, go right and live in a rented, you're to blame, honey, for what I do. Could be beggar, could be king, could be almost any old thing.
It all depends on you.
Boom, 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 boom.
You.
Boom, 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 boom.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea.
Boom, boom. You, let me take your you. You made me love you, I didn't want to do it.
Didn't want to do it.
You made me want you, and all the time you knew it.
All the time you knew it, all the time you knew it.
You made me happy sometimes, you made me sad. And there were times, dear, you made me feel so glad.
So glad, so glad, so glad.
That's pretty, so glad.
So glad.
You made me sigh for, so glad.
So glad.
You made me sigh for, I didn't want to tell you.
Didn't want to tell you.
Didn't want to do it.
Didn't want to do it.
So glad.
So glad.
Tell you.
Tell you.
Do it.
Do it.
Glad.
Glad.
I need your love, that's true.
Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do.
Give me, give me, give me, give me what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses that I die for.
Didn't want to do it, didn't want to do it, but you did.
The great George Burns, I'll tell you what, it's just amazing to me, and maybe you feel the same way, but it's amazing to me that I have lived in the same era as so many of these greats, and I love being able to tell people about them, maybe people who, or remind people of them. I mean, it works both ways, actually, and George Burns and Jimmy Durante surely fit into that category. We're here on Radio Munson. We do a little bit of this and some of the other every Thursday night from 7 to 9 Central Time. I'm broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. Dee Dee Bridgewater recorded a thing with just a great combo. It was a salute to Billie Holiday just, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. And it features James Carter, whose soprano saxophone just matched Dee Dee Bridgewater's voice, at Edsel Gomez playing piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums.
The part that once was my heart. Oh, baby.
D.D. Bridgewater, your salute to Billie Holiday, James Carter, soprano saxophone, Edsel Gomez on piano, Christian McBride playing bass, and Lewis Nash on the drums here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along for the ride tonight. Have another Johnny Mercer thing coming up tonight for a chilly evening in central Illinois like this. Diana Crowlstell, going to ask John Cacuzzi to play Vibes also with a great ballad. Right now, here's Michael Bublé.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Well, maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
Nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
Now maybe I'll win, and maybe I lose.
Maybe.
Well, maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, they left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give so much more than I get. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll give so much more than I get, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
Thank you. button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, cut out sweets, don't eat meats, or you get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from college boys when they're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Careful crossing streets, don't eat sweets, cut out meats, you get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from college boys when they're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
As Johnny Mercer, he had the good sense to button up his overcoat, but you know, what the heck, he was out there in Hollywood. He never needed that overcoat most of the wintertime. Well, you've been doing a pretty good job of that, though, right? Buttoning up your overcoat, going to have to do it again for the next few nights. Tomorrow night, maybe down to zero in central Illinois, maybe even a couple of degrees below zero. And it appears that central Illinois will not get above freezing until at least the first of next week, at least Monday or Tuesday, perhaps a little bit longer. We're here on Radio Munson on Thursday evening. Here's something by Diana Krall with her famed sidekick guitarist Russell Malone and Christian McBride playing bass with Diana's piano.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. Baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. Oh, baby, I'm confused about you. You've got me in a spin, and what a spin I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Thank you. master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a bit about biology, a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. No, I don't know enough about you. No, I don't know enough about you.
That's Christian McBride's bass behind Diana Krall's piano and her voice. And a song that that Peggy Lee wrote. She wrote the lyrics, and her then-husband Dave Barber wrote the music for I Don't Know Enough About You. I'm glad you're with me, regardless, here on Radio Munson. Carol and I paid a visit on Gene Drager and Arden Hours a couple of days ago. They have a home down in Sahuarita, about 30 or 40 minutes south of Tucson. Gene Drager was a colleague of mine on WJBC back more than 50 years ago, really, in the mid-1960s, really through the rest of the 1960s. But you may know him a little bit better if you're a little younger, as the proprietor, founder of Gene's Ice Cream on South Main in Bloomington. And Arden Hours was the guy who ran the Brack Shop, an iconic store in town. Selling furniture and knickknacks, all in the best of taste. And I think it's one of the iconic businesses in my long history in Bloomington Normal. And we had a great time. They took us out to lunch in Tubac, not too far from where they live, and showed us their gorgeous house. And I went into a room in their home, and there sits a marimba. And come to find out that Arden Hours has long played the marimba ever since he was a kid. Tried to get him to play it the other day. He wouldn't do it. Well, with mallets toward none and charity for all, we bring a mallet guy on board here to play the vibraphone. His name is John Cacuzzi, and his pals include James Cirillo, who plays guitar, Frank Tate on bass, John Sheridan on piano, and Joe Eschwan on drums, and a great version, I think, of Tenderly. Thank you. Isn't that a great version of Tenderly? John Cacuzzi playing the vibes. James Trillo on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, John Sheridan the pianist, and Joe Ashwan playing drums. On Radio Munson, let's close out with a rouser this evening. Here's a song Louis Armstrong wrote and performed a number of times, actually recorded several times. It's called Swing That Music. And in this occasion, Louis was in fine voice, and his trumpet playing was outstanding, and he was playing with Jimmy Dorsey's band behind him. Let her rip.
My heart gets a chill, I feel such a thrill. My feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm so happy as can be when they swing that music for me.
Strong, sounding as good as he ever sounded, hitting those high notes with his eyes. There's nothing wrong with his lip at that point. And the gravel voice was very fine gravel at the time. He did record that song several times. He's a guy that was credited with writing it, Swing That Music. And you know we don't play them, but they don't swing here on Radio Munson. We started out with Swing, Swang, Swung, done by Gordon Goodwin and his big fat band, and we're now at the swung part of the equation. On WGLT Normal, Illinois, we call it a day on another Radio Munson. Thanks for listening, everybody. News is next, and then evening jazz continues, and I'll see you next Thursday night from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Stay safe, stay warm.